Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, you may have noticed that the title of today's sermon is, What is the World to Me? We could have used hymn 730 as our hymn of the day today, What is the World to Me, with all its pleasure, when you and you alone, Lord Jesus, are my treasure. The world seeks to be praised and honored by the mighty. The world seeks after wealth and all that mammon offers, but what I truly prize above all things is He, my Jesus, He alone, what is the world to me? We certainly could have used that hymn as our opening hymn, but we intentionally chose not to, because I think I want to address that question in a little different kind of angle. What do you think of? What comes to the forefront of your mind when you hear the term world? Do you think of a globe? You think of that sphere spinning in space, going around the sun, part of the cosmos? Certainly would be not too wrong to hear the word world and think about the earth and all of God's creation. But I get the feeling Jesus is talking about something a little bit different than that in today's gospel reading. We're starting with verse 15. He says, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. I get the feeling that Jesus is not so much talking about the globe, but rather he's talking about the people who live on that globe. And in particular, the people living on that globe who are under the influence of the evil one. With this definition in mind, that the world is the people living on this earth who are under the influence of the evil one, I believe there are three very important answers to that question. What is the world to me? First off, the world is the place of our origin. Ephesians chapter 2 says it quite clearly. You were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we are all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. Pretty clear. What is the world to me? It's the land of my roots. It's my family tree and ties. The world is what is embedded inside my DNA. Seeking to be praised and honored by the mighty, I still seek wealth and what mammon offers. Paul says that of himself in Romans 7, where I think he's describing us as much as him. I know that nothing good dwells in me, and that in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want, I keep on doing. Yes, the world is the land of our origins. And these roots will always be a part of us as long as we are living on this globe. But I said there's three answers. And the world, besides being the land of our origin, is also the place from which we have been rescued. Ephesians 2 goes on, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Yes, we've been rescued from this world. However, because of those old roots still being in us, as good as this rescue sounds, it also creates a conflict within us. You see, deserting those old roots is not so easy. We still love mammon. We still have selfish pride. In fact, listen to how Jesus describes it in John chapter 12. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Do you love your life in this world, or do you hate your life in this world? What is the world to you? Well, if I'm talking about life on this earth, there's lots of good things that I love. But if I'm talking about living under the influence of the evil one, that is the life in this world that I hate, because it's always saturated with fear, and shame, and loneliness. That's why I say thanks be to God in Christ Jesus, who has given us the victory, because he has rescued us from this world so that we now can live under his influence. And so oftentimes our prayer becomes, fly me away, Lord Jesus. Take me away from all the evil on this earth. Let me live where the influence of the evil one is nowhere to be seen, and I can be at full and complete peace. But wait a minute. That may be our prayer, but it doesn't sound like the prayer that our one who rescues us prays for us. What is the world to me? The third answer is that the world is a place to which we are sent by Jesus. Note, Jesus does not take us away from these evil influences, but he prays that we would be kept safe from them. That we would be kept safe from them as he sends us to those who are under the influence of the evil one. Now, why would he do this? Well, we don't have to look any farther than John 3:16 and 17. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, not that the world would be condemned by him, but that the world would be rescued, saved by him. Everyone who is under the influence of the evil one is loved by God. And his goal is the same for them as what he has done for us. So he sends us. He sends us with the good news of our rescue. He sends us with his powerful word that they too might be rescued, that they might be sanctified, that they might be set apart to live with him in his kingdom and serve him in righteousness and purity with us forever. And as he thus keeps them safe from the influence of the evil one, he then also sends them with us into the world. Do you love the world? Well, you know, Jesus does. Do you love those who live under the influence of the evil one? Jesus does. Do you love your life under the influence of the evil one? Well, it's in my DNA. It's in my roots. But I hate what it does to me and to my relationships. Do you love your new life under the influence of Jesus? If you do, then it will be shown by your love. Love that generously gives of your mammon. Love that generously gives instead of hoarding it away. Love that humbly serves the least of the least among those living under the influence of the evil one. Love that joyfully, regularly goes to those who are under the influence of the evil one with God's sanctifying word of truth, that they too might be rescued, set apart, that they might join us in praying the words for them that Jesus prays for all of us today. Father, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. What is the world to you? What is the world to me? It is our nation of origin. It's our roots. It's part of our identity embedded in our DNA. What is the world to you? What is the world to me? It's a place from which we have been rescued by Jesus so that we are not of the world anymore, just as Jesus is not of the world. We have been sanctified in the truth, which is God's word itself. What is the world to you? What is the world to me? It is the very people to which Jesus has sent us with that same word of truth. Truth that God so loved the world that he sent his only son to rescue them along with us. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us even as we love this evil world. Thank you for rescuing us, setting us apart to be your own. Thank you for filling us with your love and sending us to love the loveless and share with them your sanctifying word of truth. Lord Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen. And may God so keep us set apart and sent out all the days of our lives. Amen.